This problem I used to face, Maharaj. I think even all the devotees are facing the same problem. Sometimes we have some problem like asthma or something or the other. We have that problem. And Maya is so strong. One side we know it that Maya is very strong. Second thing, we also know that idle mind is a devil's workshop. So the thinking is always is there. Because of our, some problem in our body, we don't come to the temple or we don't hear Bhagavatam or we don't do the devotional service as we are doing all the days because of having some problem in our body. How to test ourselves that is it attack of Maya that is dragging me not coming to the temple or is it my really having a body problem that is not helping me to come to the temple? How to test myself? Because what happens is once we are completely okay, when our body is all right, it is very difficult to come once again and have the same path which we are having before, whatever the activities we are doing in devotional service, to come on the same platform, it becomes very difficult. So how to go on testing ourselves that this bodily problem which I have is a genuine problem or it is an attack of Maya?
We should try to perform our service the best we can under all circumstances. Krishna is pleased with our endeavor. If you are suffering from some terrible physical condition, even if you cannot do much, if you're honestly, sincerely trying to do the best you can under that circumstance, then Krishna is satisfied. Maya is when we're in such a situation, when we justify giving up and not trying because of some physical excuse. But if you do the best you can, honestly, with proper intention, then there will be no impediment, however physically difficult the situation may be. For instance, if you're very ill and you know that if I travel long distance, I'm going to get more sick, so it's only going to perpetuate this problem and in the future decrease my service more than ever, and you decide that I will stay home today because by getting better faster, I will be able to do more service in the future. If that is actually your intention, and you stay home, and you try your best to read Srimad Bhagavatam, to chant your rounds, to keep your mind on Krishna, because your intent is Krishna conscious, Krishna will protect you. You're doing the best you can. But if you think, ah, wonderful, I'm sick, now I have an excuse. I don't have to go to the temple. I can watch television to pacify my mind so that it will heal my body faster. Then you're justifying sense gratification, you're justifying laziness. Then that will be a great impediment to your spiritual progress. You understand? Krishna will see your intent, how honest and sincere your intent is for devotional service. It's not that we're fanatics, that we just push our body to the fag end until we can't do anything. We have to use our intelligence. How in the long run I can do the best service? Thank you very much.